Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it, but I can't do anything about it at this point. It's done. What's done is done. Windows 11 is now installed, regardless of what I want. So.
I feel like I look crazy.
Do you? What's really cool that you don't know about is that I record some of the pre-show stuff as part of the show, and that's part of it.
Oh, Phoenix!
Hey, yo.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
It's Pastoral Down.
You straight punk bitch!
I mean, you're just gonna replace me.
Shut up!
Brenda Morales,
the biggest slut in the Western Hemisphere!
Why do I have to have a buzzer?
And Greg DeMarco.
You are now and will forever be an asshole.
Because it's my show.
And I love you, Greg.
You guys know how to party.
You're welcome.
We are here with the second Greg DeMarco show of the day. As you heard in before the opening started, I'm not alone. I am here with good friend Wendy Lee Rounds. Now, Wendy, I didn't even ask you this. We've had a lot of technical issues with all these new computer updates. Were you able to hear like the show opening and all that stuff, like when it was playing?
No, I was like wondering what the heck was going on.
That's the newest thing. I don't know why. We can't figure out the settings. People are not like... Last week with Patrick and Miranda, they couldn't hear anything I was playing. I had to use visual cues instead of the sound cues with them. So, yeah, that's why you were really confused. So, the whole show open just played. It's really cool. You can go back and listen to it tomorrow when the show is live.
Great.
I played lots of sound bites that you won't even be able to hear. So, it's you know, a lot of them are
wonderful.
Fun. They can be negative towards you. They won't be. But, yeah, we can do a lot of weird things.
Great.
And for some reason, with this computer update, now we cannot get it to the point where people can hear the sound bites. And I keep trying different things here and there to see if it works. Let me try something. Let me know if you hear anything right about now.
This is my yard now.
Did you hear anything right there? No, dead silence.
Nothing.
See, that's
dead
just
silent.
Wrong. Like that's.
I literally was like asking you if you were like, I was like, is everything okay? Because I was just looking at you and your face was blank. So I'm like, not, I got nothing from you. So I was like, I don't know if you could even hear me or if someone could hear me. But I was like, is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was good. But, it's just this stupid new thing that everything's decided not to. Not to work. Let's see here. So I'm going to try one more thing. It wants this one, and it wants this one. See, this is why 2 years ago I recorded all the settings to see what it was. This is what we do. This is live. All right, try one more time.
Acknowledge me.
Did you hear anything right there?
I heard something. It was a little staticky, but I heard something.
Let's try something a little different. Did that work?
There was definitely noise. Yeah, it's still a little staticky.
Definitely noise. Okay. You're on a phone, too, so that could be part of it.
I am on a phone. Yeah.
But you can hear me seemingly just fine.
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. Yes. The last week when I finally found a setting that sort of worked, that was the same with Patrick and Miranda. They could hear that something was going on. They could not know what that something was. So,
yeah, that's just where we are. Happening.
Anyway, you know this, and I want to make sure the people know this. This is Greg DeMarco Show. I'm Greg DeMarco. We're literally fucking 5 minutes in the show, exactly. Totally off the rails. That's fine. That's when we have the most fun on these programs. I just did a solo show an hour ago that I never do. And I think it went okay for a solo show. You can listen and let me know. I'll take the honest feedback. I'll also take the not honest feedback that's super positive and nice. They're all good with me. All 100% fine. I am on this week with Wendy Lee, like I said in the beginning. Okay. Is it just Wendy? Is it Wendy Lee? What do you go by normally?
I don't even know. Because I guess I go by Wendy Lee Rounds only because there's like 8 million Wendy's, I feel right. like. But Wendy is totally fine.
In general Wendy's conversation, totally. If we're sitting at a table at a restaurant, I'm not going to call you Wendy Lee Rounds.
You're not. I hope not.
What would I call you, Wendy? And leave the Lee out? I mean,
sure.
Given the name I see on the bottom of your Zoom screen, doesn't even have Lee in it. So I'm going to go with...
It doesn't. Wendy is fine. Yes, that's my real name. Please don't say it out loud.
I'm not. Don't worry. I won't say it out loud.
Have Lee in it. No.
Yeah, I don't think it would take people that much to figure out based on social media. And you got kids and stuff.
So. It wouldn't, but just saying. It wouldn't.
I'm fine with it. I'll humor it. It's all good. Oh, totally fine. You can change that, by the way. It's a lot harder to change on the phone.
Well, I don't normally Zoom people, like, unless it's business, like actual like work. So
see, I do this every week. So
Want them to know my real name. Usually, I want them to know my real name.
I know
not my other name.
That's true. I did use Zoom now with its stupid restrictions. I have to use the work account, but that's all good. So
yeah.
We are on today, and one of the reasons why, one of the things that I want to do, use as a launching point, because I don't like to overplan. Sometimes I do. Like, I planned a lot of stuff out for the first show because it'd be me by myself. But you have this, like, wealth of things that you do, and I want people to have the opportunity to hear those things. By the way, this is the Greg DeMarco Show, number 2 of the day, because there is no hashtag Miranda Show, because Miranda's out this week. That was a known entity. Patrick O'Dowd being out this week was last minute due to a family emergency. Again, I echo T's and P's, Patrick O'Dowd, family, all will be well. So that's why we're doing this.
So I'm stuck with just you?
Yeah,
I didn't sign on for that, Greg. I didn't sign on for that.
You did, though. You actually did, but it's okay. It's all good. You are stuck with just me, and I'm stuck with just you, but that is A-okay because trust me, it's a lot better than it sounds.
Okay.
So, because you do a ton of things, let's just start with where you came from. Not like how you were born. We all know how that works. But
we do.
Yeah, we don't have to explain
that.
The other part to the listening audience, because most of them are wrestling fans, which means they'll never even start that process. But... I'm kidding. You guys will have sex at some point, even if you pay for it. I don't know why I'm slamming on the listening audience so much. I love them.
I don't know. That's you and not me. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, Be political. I hate politics, too. Anyway, where'd you just come from tonight, this evening, that they can follow along and watch?
I just came from filming Borjitsu. It is anyone who doesn't know, a show I'm on, we do live Tuesday nights, and then we are also on television on Thursdays. Wednesday night into Thursday, it's like Thursday at midnight. So it's kind of like Wednesday night overnight. Right. We do sports talk and I don't know, all kinds of stuff, honestly. But a lot of sports talk, and we're very wrestling centered, as you, well, I know as you know, Greg, but some yes. people may or may not know. But we do a lot of sports talk in general, but we are very wrestling centered as well.
And the thing about wrestling talk that I echo all the time on this and many other programs, there's only so much you can talk about with professional wrestling. Like, it's all the same shit. I mean, everybody's talking about Sasha Banks and Naomi right now, and everybody's talking about whatever complaints they might have about Hell in a Cell and how many times can Seth Rollins wrestle Cody Rhodes and all that kind of stuff. What really truly matters in shows like that is the people. That's what works in every podcast for me. I don't believe that people at this day and age, when everybody and their brother has a couple podcasts, I don't believe that people listen for the content because, or for the topics, because everybody has the same topic. So you listen for the people, the personalities. That's what podcasting is to me. It's the people, it's the interplay, it's the interactions and all that. So, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're rolling.
We rarely talk, if you will, professional wrestling. We are very centered on indie wrestling.
Which is also professional wrestling, just for everybody out there listening.
Well, yes, but I mean, you're talking Sasha Banks. We're talking like, you know, I don't ever want to say hometown boys because it's certainly not that local necessarily, but much more of your up and coming people who are not signed to professional contracts yet. Let's say that people who we expect to be coming into the scene much more than, you know, it's certainly, we're not talking about your Randy Orton's or your, you know, whomever would be necessarily in WWE or ROH or whatever. Right. We're talking about who we think are coming next, and who are on the scene that we see coming in and who we think has the talent to be next, but has not been seen on the scene yet.
Right. And that's, you know, we were huge supporters of indie wrestling. I put the damn things on here locally. And so I understand, and we're big behind it because that is the future of the business. Like that, without it, well, I mean, WWE would just bring in regular athletes and train them, and that's what they do anyway. But that is still the lifeblood of the business. Like the independents are still how we get there, how we get to this great part. And I love indie wrestling, you know, being able to do it. I feel like there's just, there's so much we can do and so many great events we can put on and so much good we can do in the local communities as we've been lucky enough to do. It's just fantastic. And I will always be a supporter of it. And, you know, growing up, it was always the dream to work in the wrestling business. And I long knew it would probably be behind the scenes, but to get to do it at the indie level, like if that's all I ever do, and it probably will be, 'cause I'm 45 years old, I'm down. Like I'm satisfied with that. If I could, I say it after every event, like if that was the last one, and it's not because we plan so far in the future. If that was the last one, I'm good. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. And if I feel like that, then we did something right with that event. So you talk more about indie wrestling. Who are the people? Like, who are you on there with? What are they like? Like give people, I want people to get off of this and want to go find and listen to an episode of Barjutsu.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of the people that we talk about, actually once a...
I'm going to jump in. I want to say not who you talk about. Who's on there with you? Like, who are the regular cast and characters on this crazy program?
Well, once a week we interview an indie champion. So we have Big Time Bill Collier. He is the champ, I feel like, everywhere right now. We do a lot of Northeast Wrestling champions. We do a lot of IWC champions. IWC right now is on fire, and I feel like a lot of their champs have ended up at AEW, Ring of Honor, WWE. But I know that within the last year or two, I bet at least five of their guys have ended up signed So we're just, I don't know. I feel like everyone that we have interviewed probably within the last 6 months will be, I feel like, signed within the next year or two. And that has been a theme for us lately. And anyone, Bill Collier has been champ from New York all the way down to, oh goodness, probably almost Florida for the last like 3 years, almost everywhere he's at. So I know a lot of people know that name. Mandime is another one we've done. Let's see, who else have we had recently? We have had, we are having Chris LaRusso. Chris LaRusso is on our agenda to have coming up next. So is Remy LaVey. That's another name I know a lot of people, at least on the East Coast, will know. I know you guys are in a different time zone, so I'm not sure who all you guys are familiar with, but we do get a lot of Northeast wrestling champs as well. And I know that's a pretty big name, but yeah, we work with Northeast wrestling. We actually had, I'm trying to think of what he goes by now, because a lot of them go by different names at different promotions. But we did have, oh goodness, see, we recently just did our last one. We actually had the main event, TME, and they were against the Hardys. So that was huge. And we did a really big, we did big interviews with them. And the Hardys, the Hardys beat them for the championship. So I'm interested to see that rematch. But I guess that would mean they would have to come back. So I don't know how that's going to go.
I'd hope they'd bring the titles back. I mean, it's, you know, if they won the titles.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, right? Like, I don't know. I can't say for sure. I don't want to give spoilers, but I don't know what else would happen there, right?
You would think. I mean, logic, which is, you know, we always try to remind people, trying to talk logic in wrestling, you're trying to apply logic to an illogical situation. Wrestling is not meant to be logical.
Well, that's true.
It's no fun if it's too logical. But yeah, it would make sense. So let's just say, hypothetically, you were, we'll just say, close friends with an indie wrestling promoter that's in the West Coast. Maybe, let's say, the state of Arizona. Like, would you ever have somebody on from, you know, I don't know, IZW, a promotion that, you know, maybe I run in Arizona. Like, would you ever have our champion on?
Oh, my. Yes, of course.
Because we've got a ton of guys with great personality, men and women, who would be awesome.
That would be amazing. Yes, absolutely. We are actually,
the horizons. We would spread the wings.
Absolutely. We would love to. As a matter of fact, yeah, we love to promote champions for that specific reason, because we do believe that, and not only champions, but people who are definitely in the running and contenders to be champions, just because we do know that that is the future, right? And we're promoting the future of wrestling, and just the bright personalities that are dawning right now.
Right.
And yes, absolutely, because wrestling is certainly not regional.
Especially this day and age,
far bigger. Yeah, absolutely. Wrestling is just so much bigger than any of us, or, you know, absolutely. And I know that we would love to have, and of course, you know, say Arizona, of course, wherever. Yeah, absolutely. I think that would be wonderful.
Perfect. Yeah, well. Well, we can make that happen, I'm sure. So we can definitely
that
do
would
that.
Be great.
And they would love it too. And they're all good. I mean, great personalities, great everything. So that would definitely work. Let me do this. Let me go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the other cool stuff you're doing. Because we got like music videos, movies. I mean, this woman does it all.
We do.
You guys want to hear about it. Before I do that, just reminder to everybody, go out there and visit prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up one of those beautiful Chair Shot t-shirts. We've also got your ICW merchandise there. You're listening to this on Wednesday or after at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday. Pro Wrestling Tees Memorial Day sale kicks in. You can save 20% on your order and get free shipping in the U.S. for all orders that are over $150. But again, 20% off your entire order. Just use the code MEMORIAL22. Super easy, right? Memorial Day 2022. MEMORIAL22. Plug that in. Save 20% off your order. If you order enough, you can save free shipping as well. The great thing about ProWrestlingTees.com is when you go to the website and there's a sale, there's literally a fucking pop-up that's like, poof, sale. Make sure you use the code. So if you don't, if you forget to use the code, it's kind of on you. But it really is all right there. But again, go to ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your Chairshot t-shirt. We got logo shirts, shirts for the podcast. We got the shirts for IZW, so much more. There's literally a shirt that I should buy for Wendy. It literally says it's in the font from the former hit show Everybody Hates Chris, and it literally says Everybody Hates Greg. And so it's again, we've got it all. We've got shirts for the shows, we've got all the Chairshot logo shirts, the Always Use Your Head shirts, and so many more. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. Promo code MEMORIAL22. Save some money. Get a great shirt. Support everything that we do here at the Chairshot Radio Network and thechairshot.com, because that's the right thing to do. And we're not just going to have you give us money, although no one's going to turn that away. You're to get something in return. And it's one of those shirts from ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
We are back here on Greg DeMarco Show, number two of the day. This is the spot where you would normally be listening to the hashtag Miranda Show. She is off. It was a work thing. People always say on assignment, and no one's ever actually on assignment. That's stupid. I knew about this last week, so I could have just done it as a hashtag Miranda Show, but I didn't. I just kept all the glory for myself. We'll be back next week. Patrick will be back next week. Everything will be fine next week, but instead you've got myself and Wendy Lee Rounds. Wendy, we talked about Bar Jitsu and all the wrestling connections that we have there and all of that, but spread beyond that. You spread beyond the world of pro wrestling. And you've gotten into some other areas. So I don't know if you want to start. What do you want to start with and share of the stuff outside the world of wrestling? Because it's crazy and cool and all sorts of good stuff.
There is so much I don't even know. There's movies, there's modeling, there's, I don't know. What do you want to start with?
Oh, anything? I do so many things. Look at me. Like, I've got, there's so much. I know. Obviously, like the movie thing was just recently revealed. So why don't we start there? Like, what's the movie coming up?
Sure.
I know you have a certain nickname that I see all the time for the movies. Like, what? and people who are listening, these are not the kind of movies you're hoping they are. People who are listening, trust me. They're legit.
Unfortunately, but probably not. So this is the newest movie, is not in the same genre, but I am often referred to as the Queen of Scream because I have done a string of scary movies.
Right.
And not to give the plot away, but I am not the victim.
Well, that's weird.
It is very rare. Yeah, I know. The girl is usually always the victim, and I like to not be a victim.
I know you don't want to give it away, and I don't want you to give it away. Are you not being the victim? Are you the bad guy?
I am.
Yes. See, that's great. Like, that's what I'm talking about. That's being the bad guy. So we don't want to give that away. Are you able to say, like, the name of the movie or anything like that? Like, what are you able to reveal? I know
there's,
it's all new.
There's a few. So the Carver House, there's a few of them, but there's a few other ones. There is one called My Neighbor is a Witch, in which case I only killed men. So that was fun. I believe 13 men in that movie. My neighbors are witches. I'm sorry. My neighbors are witches. Yeah. Okay. That was the name of it. It's so fun. Bad Girl is another one. I like to kill people. I don't know what else to say. I like to kill people. But like I said, My Neighbors Are Witches was my favorite because I literally only killed men, and it was fun. I don't know.
They probably deserved
what
it.
What else is there to say?
They probably
totally deserved it. They're men. They were born men. I don't know.
Sucks. We don't make that choice, though. Like. There are some times that we choose, but we don't choose to be born men. We're just saddled with it, I guess.
I guess. But no, I think that was the most fun because it was actually like a very satire scary right. movie. So it was basically scary movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was definitely, yeah, it was very satire, of course. And hence even by the name. Right. But it was really fun. It was really fun. And the cast was great and they were totally cool with it. And they were great. I mean, I was like literally dragging bodies of men three times bigger than me. So that kind of made me feel great. Like, they let me do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
They definitely didn't have to let me do that. And it was fun. Made me feel good, you know. But yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
Cool. But yeah, the new movie is not that. So I am expanding, I guess. It's the first non-scary movie. It is called One Mike. It is much more of a drama. And it is my first movie with... So I love everyone I've worked with, but I'm going to say this and I hope no one takes offense, but it is my first movie with real celebrities. Like big names. So I love everyone I've worked with, but it's my first like real, star-studded cast, if you will. So, you know, we got like Friedrich Starr, we got Sticky Fingers. So those are the guys, for anyone who's not aware, who was, Onyx in, for anyone who's old enough, I'm going to act like I'm not old enough to know who they were, although I am. Friedrich has done, I believe it was 20 some movies, but I think he was pretty much most known for like Save the Last Dance. I know he was in Moesha. He's been in 100,000 things, seriously. Sticky Fingers was in a lot. A guy named Bill Collector, he was in quite a few. You probably don't know him by name, but as soon as you see his face, you will know who he is.
Right.
But the cast of the movie is definitely pretty star-studded. So I'm very fortunate to be working with, I had to, you know, it was, fil- it, it's, we started filming in New York already. And then we're actually going to be going next month and finishing up in Atlanta, Georgia at Tyler Perry Studios.
Okay.
Which is insane to me. Like, that's insane to me. So that's just such a blessing. And the whole cast is phenomenal. some of the same cast, actually, as My Neighbors Are Witches, a couple of the same people. So we're very blessed, and I love the team that I work with and the same producer, actually. So,
and it tends to work like that. It's people are always surprised or they get mad, right? Because breaking into that industry, not an easy thing. Very, very difficult. And people get mad if someone gets a job because of, you know, they know the producer, they know whatever. But like, if you're going to produce a movie, if you're going to direct a movie, you get to pick who you want. Like, people get so mad about how somebody gets something. Yeah. But like, and they're usually mad that somebody gets a bit role or a small role. Because it could have been them or should have been them or whatever. But like, if it should have been you, it would have been you. It's just not. But that's awesome that you're having these opportunities and doing that. Yeah. And hopefully it just continues to grow and develop over the long term.
Yeah. Yeah. It, like I said, we worked really well together on the other movie. And a matter of fact, I was shocked. I actually made the poster for the movie. I almost fainted. On my IMDb, I'm like the third person listed. I have a pretty major role in the movie. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It is, I am not a killer, but it is a pretty big role. So, it's about a music competition.
Is there, obviously you're still in the filming, and so that's, you know, it's got a while. But
why I'm not giving away too much.
Yeah, do you know when it's supposed to come
actually,
out?
Actually, it'll be in the fall, We're going to finish, the filming is scheduled to finish in July, so it should be out in late September, I believe, but it definitely will be fall. But it's, so it is basically a hyped up movie version of what would be very similar to a very dramatic American Idol. But it's a record label trying to find the next big star. They go out on a search. They're offering $5 million to the next big star because they're just sick of the same, thing over and over. No talent, kind of like mold thing, right? They want a new star. They want something different. They want something big. And they're offering $5 million to the next new star.
Okay.
So, very cool. And I am not a singer. So I will tell you, that is not my role. I do not sing. I am not a performer. I will tell you that. I do not win the contest. That's not me. That's all
not
I can
singing.
Say.
Not singing, not winning singing. The contest. And also not killing whoever wins the contest. At least not as a witch.
I don't kill who wins the contest. No.
That's good.
Nope.
That's a very good thing.
Yeah.
It's positive.
That is a very good thing. Yes. That's all I'm going to tell you, though.
Have to tune in to see the rest, which I think is completely fair.
You do.
Very, very good. Let me do this. I'm going to take another commercial break, and then we'll come back and talk about some more stuff. So. Here we go.
Great.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
We are back. So what else is there? Share some more.
There's modeling.
Okay.
Been doing a little modeling. Yeah. So I've had some magazines.
So which ones? Because you know people are going to want to find it, right? So where can
they? Sure. Totally. So let's see. There's Artel's magazine and Revel. Red Bull. I was really shocked. I knew I was going to be in Rebel, but I did not know that I was going to be the centerfold in Rebel.
Okay.
That I found out when it came out. Hmm. And then recently, the most shocking, I think, to me of anything that maybe ever happened to me in life, honestly, was I submitted to Maxim. To be honest, I never thought I would hear back from them because that's insanely huge. And not only did they accept my submission, but told me that they were considering me for the cover. Mm. So, that's ridiculous to me. That's like so surreal to me. So, you know, there's that. There's that. That's definitely like, I mean, honestly, even if I do not get that, that's the fact that they told me that is like insane to me. And that's a win to me. The fact right. that I'm even be considered for, well, hell, the fact that I'm even being considered for Maxim is a win, right. let alone being considered for the cover, right? Like that's something to me. So I am blessed. Also, I guess I can't say because I don't know, because there's also something called Pump Magazine.
Called what?
Which is not necessarily Pump, P-U-M-P. Okay. No, it's not that, sir.
So I want to make sure.
I saw your
face. It is Wednesday.
I saw your...
So.
It is Wednesday.
When they're listening.
Nonetheless, yeah. But nonetheless, so... Pump Magazine actually has something called Quarterly Editors Awards.
Okay.
And apparently every quarter of the year, their editor chooses photos. I don't know how they get them because I did not submit them because I did not know they existed.
Okay.
But somewhere, no, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm so sorry. I just was not aware of this, is all I'm saying.
Right.
But nonetheless, I was chosen as the editor's quarterly award for photographic something.
Good.
Artistic photographic something. So
okay.
we did, I did with a photographer, we did something called Rooftop Warrior. And it was basically like a very artsy... Mm-hmm. Shoot. It was not like a fashion shoot. It was a very like storytelling shoot. And it was very, it was very artistic, to be honest. And I had a corset on, but it was also very like daytime professional takes over the concrete jungle, basically.
Hmm.
Okay. I was on a rooftop downtown Pittsburgh.
Right, makes sense.
But it also had a, yeah, but I also had a corset on. So it was very like, I'm going to, you know, just take over this shit, basically. But because it was downtown Pittsburgh and I was on a rooftop, it was just very empowering, if you will. So it was very artistic and storytelling. So I think that's why they chose us for that, because it wasn't something that was at all fashion. It wasn't something that was sexy or sexual. It was very empowering.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why they chose us for that, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
That's
and
why
people,
that was
I mean,
chosen,
that,
but that's,
the artsy side is more... seems to fall into more of a lot of what you like. You don't do like the quote unquote standard that people always see out there. And it's good.
Right.
There's a million
that
of those
is very
things.
True.
There's tons of it all over the place.
Yeah.
You can take the different spin on it. It still looks great, but it's something that is different. And it oftentimes does tell a story or it's part of one. I can't imagine that's on accident.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, obviously, you know me, I don't know if I should say well, but yes, you know me, and we follow each other on social media, so, and we've had conversations, so yes, you know that about me, right? I am definitely not your standard model or actress. I'm definitely very outside of the box, and I am very unique, just as a person in general, but also I like to tell a story. I like to be who I am unapologetically. And I think that is very important to being anything that you are, like just be unapologetically you. And so some of the things that have even made magazines have been, like I said, I ended up being a centerfold, but I was completely covered. I don't know if you saw that photo, but like none of my skin was showing, which was insane to me. But I was covered in like feathers. Do you know what I mean? So like you saw it, right? It was leather and feathers, right? But
right.
no skin was was showing, right? None. Like, literally, like, maybe an inch of my skin was showing, but I was covered in leather and feathers. That's actually, as it comes out of my mouth, sounds a lot kinkier than it really was, as you and I know. As I think about the words leather and feathers, it didn't look like that, guys. But nonetheless, it was what it was. It was leather and feathers, but no skin was showing. but nonetheless, yes, you're right. I am very, I guess, artistic about it. And I think that's important to just be who you are and to just be expressive and not be, I'm not a blonde. I'm not super thin. I don't have huge boobs. I don't. But I embrace who I am, and I love who I am, and I guess other people do too.
Yeah, and I think that comes through, and that certain level of authenticity kind of trumps all that other stuff, because all that other stuff at this point in life is everywhere. It's a dime a dozen. Thanks to the internet, it's a Google search away, right?
Right.
But when you come across that level of authenticity, that's something that's different, and you can usually tell if that person is doing something that represents who they are and what they are and what they want to be and what they want people to see, that stands out. And in this day and age, when you stand out, right, that's what matters. It's not all the other things. Some people stand out for the things that you listed that you're not, and that works for them. And there's still a difference, sure, between them and everybody else who looks the same way. But then others stand out because of the way they embraced being different and love it, and you can tell, right, they love it when you see it, and that, mm-hmm, is that level. I use that word a lot, authenticity. It's one of my three favorite words that I put together and what I want to see in people. Authentic is one, the other two are bold and driven, which I think applies to you as well. And
so I am getting like blown up right now, so like I don't know if this is like, I just keep getting like, you got like all of these like new people who want to follow you and all of these messages from like people. So I don't know if these are like, no, because no one's hearing us yet, right?
What no is one's happening here, yeah, right now? I would love to take credit for that, but I can't because the show is not live.
But like literally, I don't know what's happening, but like, I don't know if you guys can hear those dings going off, but I just got like 10 dings in a row of like all these random people trying to follow me. So we'll just give you credit. It's fine.
You should.
Greg DeMarco did that.
It's yeah. You know, it's karma. It's karmic, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
We cannot hear any beeping, any anything. So you're good. And if we did,
good. Well, I'm glad of that, though.
Just
I'm
like
glad
you can't hear.
But you know what? It's it's kind of funny though, like that you say that and you say like authentic, because it's so funny. So I recently signed with an agent because I just got to the point where, to be honest, I wasn't real sure what were good choices anymore because I was having so much stuff thrown at me, and I don't want to over, like, you know, you spread yourself too thin, and I don't want to do that, and I want to make good choices, and I want to have someone help me because I just don't know. This is not something I ever planned on doing with my life. This actually happened by accident to me. I know people are going to hate me for saying that, but it did. I wanted to do this one scary movie with my friends because I thought it was funny. And we literally took our stimulus money and we made a scary movie that was funny, and people freaking loved it. And people then were like, you should do this. And then they were like, you should do photos to promote your movie. And then I did. And then it ended up in a modeling contest somehow, literally. I think the photographer maybe like entered them on his behalf. Literally, it happened on accident. And I'm so sorry if that like hurt someone or offends someone. I'm not trying to, but it really did. Anyway, but so I recently signed with an agent and she said to me, you are beautiful, but you're so like intriguingly unique looking that you look like you belong in one of those 90s shows like Dawson's Creek or Charmed. And I was like, I don't know how to take that. And she's like, you're just so different, but you're like also so beautiful. And I was like, yeah, I don't know how to take that, but you're right. Like I just embrace and I don't try to look like what people expect. I guess I'm just comfortable in my own skin. And I don't know how that happened or why, but apparently that's a thing that people embrace or see in me, and they embrace that I embrace it.
And well, so I think,
I've been very fortunate with that.
I don't think it's anything to apologize for. I really don't. Like, I know, you know, it's everybody's got a story.
Well, I know people spend their whole life struggling to get the things that have literally been, like, I guess, handed to me, but not handed to me like on purpose because I have money or this or that. It just literally happened on accident because I did something that I thought was fun. Do you know what I mean? Like, but people will struggle and spend their whole life trying to achieve these life goals and dreams. And these were not necessarily things I set out to do. We just literally took our stimulus money because I was fortunate enough to not lose my job. I ended up with more hours because I work in the legal field. I ended up with more hours and making more money because of the pandemic. So we used our stimulus money to make a movie because I don't know, that's what we did. You know what I mean? A couple of friends went together and made a movie. Like, that's just what we did. And people loved it. So it's like, it was a blessing for us, but I know people struggle their whole life to get to where I got. In literally a year, people have spent 20 years trying to get there.
Yeah, but you've also,
that's,
I mean,
what I'm saying.
You've put it out there. You've worked on it. You've pushed it. I mean, it's not, you know.
Oh, luck. Yes. Oh, yeah. Of course. Absolutely. Yes.
You know, I love the saying, it's not an original. I can't take credit for it. Just like you getting blown up by people following you and stuff. Luck is when preparation meets opportunity. That's what it is. Like, you've got to, you never know when it's going to come. You never know when the opportunities are going to be there. And so you got to be ready. Got to be always ready. It's what we talk about. You know, if you're a wrestler in WWE, it's cyclical, right? Sometimes they're focused on you. Sometimes they don't. But you may show up one Monday for Raw and they might be like, boom, you're in the main event. If you're not ready, you're going to bomb. That's not going to stick.
Oh.
But if you're always ready, then next thing you know, here you go. Now you're off to the races.
Yeah.
And you still, like, you talk about this, like, this all started when my friends and I made a movie. Like, it's not like you did something. Some people just sit on their ass and never do anything and just want somebody to find them sitting on their couch. And you did something,
you made something
that people then found and went there. My stimulus money is sitting at the top of those stairs, which people can't see because it's next to me. It's giant couch that we bought. Like, we'd call it the stimulus couch. Like, that's when we got the stimulus money. We didn't lose our jobs. And so we were able to do that. I eventually did lose my job and got what in the long term turned out to be a better one. Like, that's just, you know, there's tons of those stories.
Sure.
Some of them have great endings like that. Some of them don't. And it sucks. And, you know, there's horrible things going on. I mean, we're recording this the same day as a school shooting. And I talk about that in the first show. Like, it's horrendous. And very upsetting, and I don't want to go into it again because I talked about it during the first Greg DeMarco show today. So I hate it, and I hate that it happened.
The
world is a very negative place, and people tend to be very negative. And you've obviously experienced that when you have that disclaimer and you have all of that. But I guess my big thing is, who cares? Like, at the end of the day, it happened. It worked. You did it. You took whatever it was, wherever you were, and you built and you built and you grew and you built and you worked and you did all that. And now, regardless of where you started, you're now somewhere different, somewhere better. It could have just been nothing.
Right.
You could have been like, nah, I'm cool. I'm going to keep doing this and whatever, and let those opportunities slide by, and they would have slid by to somebody else. But you didn't. You was like, okay, here's this, and I'm going to grow it and build it. And that's – everybody starts somewhere, and everybody can get somewhere. And that is,
oh, and you know, I promote the hell out of everything because you're sick of seeing it, I'm sure.
No, I'm not. I've helped with it. Like, it's all
you
good.
Did. It's you are good. You are so supportive. Yes. And, you know, I think, you know, I hope, you know, that I was always very appreciative of your,
of course,
of your support. And yeah, absolutely. But I mean, you do know that obviously, yeah, it wasn't like it just, somebody found it and did the work for me. Obviously, we like promoted it, we pushed it. I definitely every day was just like, you know, pushing and promoting and thinking of new ways to promote and getting it, trying to get it out there, right? Like, obviously, because it was our baby, it was what we did, right? And then same thing. Okay, so we took photos to promote it. in the graveyard, in the, you know, cemetery, and they were really cool photos, and they were really cool photos that people were like, oh my God, those are super creepy and cool, and you look great, but you also look like you'll kill me, and that's why people love them. They're like, wait, I don't know, do you look hot or do you look scary? And I was like, it's okay if I look like both. And they're like, no, that's creepy. And I'm like, that's why they're great, right? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know, and there was a lot of feedback like that. Yeah, that's how they're supposed to be. They're like, you look like you'll kill me, but you look really hot. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. I don't know, maybe I'll kill you after. Like, you know what I mean? That's the whole point of a scary movie, right? Mm-hmm. I got to lure you in so I can kill you.
Yeah, that element of scary movies is pretty much part of almost, at least that level of movie, it's pretty much a part of all of them. And that's, it's its own little genre, right, within there. And I think it's a lot of fun and it's campy and right, it is what it's supposed to be. And I don't really know many people who don't like that, unless they just don't like scary movies in general, which is whatever. It's fine.
Which I don't. I hate scary movies and I never watch them. But I love being in them and I love killing people. Whatever.
That's funny. Oh, but I love,
I will not watch
people.
A scary movie for my life. I won't. I'm
even your
such
own?
A chicken. I mean, I have to watch them kind of because I like watch myself to because I feel like you have to get better.
Right.
Right. Plus, I know I'm the killer, so I'm not that scared.
You know how it's going to go. Yeah. There's no real suspense.
I know,
when you know
how it's going to go already. I guess I just gave away the whole thing, but like, you already know that. I already saw the bad guy. You'll know that from seeing the photos. You can tell I'm the bad guy. You're like, yeah, she's the one with the knife in her hand on the cover. So, you know, but it's okay. It's all right. There's still lots of surprises in there, you know, but nonetheless, I watch them not even for necessarily entertainment purposes. I watch them because I feel like, just like a football player watches, you know, his footage, or a wrestler watches their footage to get better, because you want to see what you did, how you think you looked, how you can improve yourself for the next time.
Right.
Right. You need to know what you've done so that you can do it better next time. That's how I do it. It's kind of just the same as an athlete would do. But no, I won't watch, like, just go to the movies and watch a scary movie, no.
What kind would you prefer to watch then?
I love action movies. I'm all about nonstop action and comedies, I guess.
Yeah, that the same.
Yeah, I'm a chicken.
We don't, it's not even a chicken thing, and we'll go see suspenseful movies, but yeah, actions and comedies, like, my wife and I love to go to the movies, and we go pretty well often, and those are typically the two things that we fall in line with. Maybe the occasional, like, rom-com, but that falls under comedy anyway, but yeah, those are just fun, and that's, you know, to me, going to the movies is like going to wrestling. Like, I don't want to think, I don't want to,
yeah, you know, exactly, yeah, fun. That's exactly the thing. It's like my escape, right. Thinking. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the thing. And occasionally, like you said, like something suspenseful, but I don't like straight up scary or something where I'm like, gotta think and gotta follow along. That's my like downtime. That's my, you know, I just want to kind of like relax and unwind, like, or get away from, escape the day or the stress of the kids or work or whatever. That's kind of like that for me. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's about. You know, you choose how you spend your time, and that includes how you go to the movies. Like, should be enjoyable, should be fun. You're paying for it, too. Like, it's, you know, it's
crazy. Except for all of your viewers who absolutely like to go see scary movies that include women, because that is rare.
Well, they tend to include women. They don't tend to include women who are like the protagonist or antagonist. I don't know what you call it.
Right. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, your viewers definitely want to see movies like that.
Absolutely. They should.
Right?
And those are fun, too.
Of course.
Yeah. Those are fun, too. But they should pick out the kind they think, like. So, yeah.
Well, yes, of course. But no, I think the reason I also like and was drawn to it is because I just think there aren't enough movies with, I don't even want to say strong women. I guess we are getting to a point where that's definitely getting more.
Yeah.
Right. We're definitely leaning more towards that direction. But for a long time, that's definitely not the case. But in horror movies themselves, there just aren't enough female leads. And I thought it was fun. And I liked the idea and the concept. And why not? Why not?
And there you are. So obviously people can go see those. What is the best way for people to find those? You, I mean, they're going to listen and they're going to be like, okay, I don't know who this person is. And you know, so what do they do next? What's the best way to find?
So I would say, honestly, I guess, so I know we've said my name a bunch of times, so Wendy Lee Rounds. I mean, honestly, just Googling me or going to IMDb, there's a list of all of the movies, all of the stuff, because I'm going to forget it all. I never remember. I'm always like, I hang up and I'm like, oh, I forgot to mention this movie or that magazine or something. My IMDb is usually pretty up to date, or just Google my name. I always have, like, there's crap, you know, and that way you can find if you want to search me. Bewitching model, usually it's like bewitching.model or something, for all of my like Instagram and Facebook and all of that stuff. But yeah, I mean, because then you find all of the names, and you know, with that stuff, you Google, I hate to say that, but like they're all on different platforms.
Yeah,
right. There's some on Tubi, there's some on Amazon Prime. The show I'm on, Barjitsu, we are on literally like pretty much everything. We're on demand. We're locally on Channel 21, but we're on like Prime. We're on Fire TV. We're on Amazon. We're on all these smart TVs. We're on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like for real. I'm not even saying that. And that we're like literally on everything. Roku and all of that stuff. So, like, honestly, just my IMDb, I think, is the easiest, probably. Or I have one of those, all my links, and it's, like, you can either look me under Wendy Lee Rounds or Bewitching Model, I think, for all of that. So Google is your friend.
Sorry. It really is, and I tried it out. And it definitely...
Wendy Lee Rounds. If you Google Wendy Lee Rounds, it all comes up, I promise.
It does.
I Google myself all the damn time.
Somebody needs to.
You have to. You have to when you're like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's on there. Like, it definitely will take them to the right place. And that's what matters. Yeah. So,
are you Googling me right now, aren't you? I see your face.
I wanted to test it out. I wanted to make sure it worked. Send people astray. No, it's good. It's all good. The first thing is the IMDb. Yeah, you're fine. And then Facebook. And then.
Yeah. So, see, yeah. There you go. And that gives you all the stuff. Yeah.
Then the.
Then
there's like a Twitter. And then, yeah. No, you're good. You're fine.
I am the worst with Twitter. I forget I have one. So, there's a hint there.
So, don't worry about that.
I do have one. Yeah, I do have it. But, like, I don't know how to tweet. I'm old. For real, I'm old. I forget about Twitter.
It's Twitter is just the cesspool anyway. Like, it's horrible, and
heard that too. Like, they don't have like those things, right? So, like, you know, it's funny. I don't even follow the show I'm on, Barjitsu. I don't even follow it because on Twitter on purpose. So we actually talked about this on the show. My producer brought it up one day because. We were off, so I guess the show was, like, banned from Twitter for a minute or something, for, like, a year or something. And then they, like, redid it, like, that Elon, I know, I'm so fucking old, that Elon Musk.
We're still. Sorry, videos are coming up on Twitter. And, yeah, it's all good. Keep going.
Got you. So, I guess like something happened and he wrote him or I don't know what happened, but he like somehow we got the Twitter back.
Okay.
Right. And then, so of course my producer like puts up some videos of some old shows that he wanted to like put up in the meantime. So I was like, oh, great. I'm going to go follow us on Twitter. Literally 30 seconds later, I unfollowed us because he put up a picture of like some girl's tits or a short video of like some girl flashed one of our like our hosts. And then I forget what the other one was. Some other girl was like talking about a foot fetish. And I was like, this is dumb. Like, I don't care about boobs and foot fetishes. Like, because there's no, like, whatever there, like, you can put whatever. I was like, I don't give a shit. So I literally messaged him. I was like, I followed us, and then I unfollowed us. And so he literally brought it up on the show. He's like, you're such a traitor. I was like, literally, I don't care about some girl who has a foot fetish who was on our show once. Do you know what I mean? She was like a guest who was like talking about having a foot fetish. And he's like, that's what Twitter is. And I was like, that's probably why I don't use
it. It's just not the best. I did just follow the show, but it's just not the best. And I,
Did you see the boobies? Like, I guess.
I don't think. No, I didn't. I didn't see them.
He put a picture of me up where I was like only in a tank top too, which I mean, that's my fault. Whatever.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Greg is like, no, wait, I got to go see this. Well, yeah, there's a picture of me in a... Oh, wow, really?
I mean,
no,
it's social media.
Me in just a tank top that's a logo. I know, I'm just teasing. It's like a tank top where it's just the logo of the show.
Right.
It's like, it's a little provocative, but it's not sleazy or... I'm not showing anything.
No.
So I don't care. Yeah,
totally fine.
It's a classier sexy than like I don't show boobs or naked body parts, but
right.
Nonetheless, I didn't care about foot fetishes. So I was like, whatever.
Yeah, it's I don't even get that, to be honest with you. Like my feet are gross. Like I don't understand, but it is what it is. Some people love it.
That's fine. And there is a need to have a place, I guess, that is a little more like open where you're not as censored, and that's fine. I just don't care about that content. I'm literally a grandma. Like I don't care about uncensored content. Like I really don't care about that stuff.
Yeah. Everybody chooses how they spend their time, and we gotta respect it. I hate when people try to tell other people.
Go look at boobies. I don't care as long as you don't bother me about it.
When they're all over, it's not like you can't find them. So they're on every platform. Every platform they are.
Right, exactly. That's fine. Go look at them. I just don't want to. I don't care.
Cool. Well, everybody can follow along with me as well at Chairshot Greg on any form of social media. The website, thechairshot.com, at Chairshot Media. Go out there and follow along. We've got the podcast. We've got the articles. It's all out there. It's sports. It's entertainment. It's sports entertainment and so much more at thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Go for it.
I was just going to say, I even still have a chair shot something or other, don't I?
Yes.
That's still existing?
It does. We can update it.
Don't I still have a chair? Oh, I don't. You can if you want. I don't know. I don't have a... I mean, I have access. Like, I can see it, but I can't update it. I think you always do that for me, right?
Yes. And
chair shot page. Because I'm super cool.
All the cool kids have one, which is just you. But, yeah, that's... you know, it's all good. It's all good and how it works. No, it's good. So people can definitely follow along on that. Of course, this has been fun. We can do these more in the future and appreciate it. What's the best way for them to find the Barjitsu show?
Oh, on Facebook, it's just Barjitsu, BARJUTSU. Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like I can't spell right now? Or Barjitsu TV, which has a picture of me half naked on it. So he's Googling.
I mean, why not, right? Like, again, these are things we've got
to do. Is that like a booty shot, too, I feel like? Is that a booty shot?
No. Well, the website, I don't want to. The website.
No, not the website, the Facebook page of Barjitsu TV.
Okay. I'll say the website.
The Facebook Barjitsu TV. I feel like it's a booty shot. As I say, I don't care about boobies. Right. I'm like, yeah, it's a booty shot.
We're going to it. We're going to it right now. We're going to tell you.
Of course.
Man, gotta do some scrolling. No, actually, the very first time you come up is nothing like that at all.
Barjitsu TV.
That's where I'm at. Well, it's just
no. Barjitsu. I'm talking about the profile picture.
Oh no, that's a graphic.
What are we talking about? Maybe I'm.
Well, there's two different ones. Yeah, there are two different ones.
Yeah, there's Barjitsu, and then there's Barjitsu TV.
Okay. Yeah, the one that
either
that's
either one is us.
Yeah, yeah. The
either
TV.
Either one is us.
The TV one, you're right about what's up there. Yeah. It's like the first
yeah,
four
that's
different
a booty
profile
shot.
Picks. You're in every profile pick, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, so Barjitsu TV, that's where I do all the, like the, well, it's not mm-hmm. really, but that's a lot of wrestling interviews that I do.
Right.
And that's pretty much just me.
Okay.
Barjitsu itself, though, is all of us in all sports.
Very cool.
We just created it because it's one of the platforms that we use. Makes you create a separate page. It's some streaming app that we do.
Right.
It's like video game creator. And like it's some streaming app that streams live to like separate platforms.
Oh yeah.
So it made us create another page, and that's what that is.
All right. Well,
so
people can follow that too.
I use that though when I'm on location at live wrestling events.
Mm-hmm.
Interviewing wrestlers like during live shows because I'll do that sometimes.
Nothing wrong with it. I like it. Awesome. Well, people can definitely follow along. There's so many places and so many things to follow along now. So hopefully people are cool with all that. But again, use the Google machine.
Yeah, there's a lot.
That's going to get you to where you want to go. Of course, follow along at the ChairShot, dchairshot.com. Of course, now that I have Facebook open, somebody sends me a message and it beeps on the show. So let's just go ahead and close that off. Without fail, I get more messages on Tuesday nights when I'm recording than any other time. Like, it's just, you know, like you were saying, you're getting lit up. Like, it's just, it's whenever you don't want them, it's when you get them. Whenever you do want them, no one's anywhere to be found.
Right.
Thank you guys for listening to this program. Hopefully, it exposed you to something new and all that. Things will be back to normal. Hopefully, you just never know in this crazy world we live in next week. But other than that, that is it. Thank you for jumping in and joining along and exposing the world. I almost said exposing yourself. That's not what we do here. And being a part of the fun here today.
Thank you. Thank you. Make sure you give us some recommendations. I definitely want to have some of your guys on. We'll definitely do some interviews.
Oh, we will.
Guys and girls. I'm just.
Yeah, we got both.
Some of your talent.
We got both. We're very big on, in terms of locally, no one really does women's wrestling like we do, and we're big on, I just...
Wonderful!
It's from a business standpoint, it's good business, but from a personal standpoint, like, we've done more to locally to put, you know, women, minorities in prominent positions on our card. I mean, our champion has been champion for a year and a half, and his upcoming title defense in August is his first one against a white person. Like it's been persons of color, Native American, Asian Pacific Islander, everything on all the title defenses. And that's just what, you know, that's
who
our crowd is. That's what people, and it's not even something that was done on purpose. It really is just allowing the talent to excel and allowing the talent to step out and be out there. It's not to say we don't, you know, have that. We do have plenty of white wrestlers and plenty of non-white wrestlers. And that's important too. Us and the things that we're doing and the stories that we're telling, we're going to do what works best, and we're going to do what our fans want, and we're going to do the stories we want to tell, and we're all about storytelling. Storytelling is the most important part of wrestling for me, and so that's what we do. And so, would absolutely love to let them come on there and get that exposure and be a part of it as well. So we will coordinate those things offline as well. So wonderful. So it's much appreciated. Go follow along. And, you know, everybody listening, I appreciate you guys. We don't always go over the hour mark, but we did here today. But it was time well spent. So hopefully, no, don't apologize. Please, they're listening. They're thankful for it. Everybody, they're just not at work, you know, not working. So, yeah, again, follow along and we'll listen next time. But until then, you know, until next week, until whenever, just a quick reminder, you guys know what to do. Just like all the Chair Shot t-shirts tell you, just like all the logos tell you, always use
your head.
Your head. Yes.
Credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.